Hi, welcome to Shine Chair Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is Pray in the Spirit. And this is part two. We're talking about how we pray. In the last message regarding praying in the Spirit, we talked about Jesus' model prayer and how a disciple asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. And it's also known as the Lord's Prayer. Now, as we talk about how we pray, we're not talking about necessarily kneeling or with our arms lifted, etc., concerning physical posture. But I would like to say, I like the way how Pastor Michael Youssef brought out that we ought to have a heart kneeling. That's the posture of prayer, a heart that's kneeling before the Lord. And I thank God for God dealing with him and giving him that, because that's something that is we need to all understand and know. So even if we come standing or kneeling, whether we have our arms raised or whether we're lying down in bed, is our heart kneeling? Are we humble before the Lord and trusting him and having him to deal with us in our heart and in our lives? We express our lives before the Lord in every area of our lives to be able to commune with our Heavenly Father, knowing that he sees and he knows all things, and we want to do those things that honor him. The five W's, not talking about who, what, when, where, and why. Rather, we are talking about wait, want, watch, hold be, and worship. We are to wait on the Lord in prayer. When we come to the Lord, we can sit and we also serve. When we sit, we think about personal time with the Lord. We might spend devotional time, quiet time, meditating on the Word of God, as the Word God lets us know in Psalm, how David stated about meditating on his Word day and night. And so we can sit before the Lord. We think about the Lord throughout the day. We can think about the Lord in the daytime season of our life and also in the nighttime season of our lives, whether good or bad, highs and lows. We can ponder and spend time with the Lord. Spend time of reading his word, listen to his word. Glory to God. We want to be able to sit patiently, because sometimes when we're praying to God, it may be verbal. Or when we talk about pondering or meditating the word, it may be nonverbal. But God knows. God knows our heart. When we say God knows our heart, he knows whether there's something in there that need not be. We regard iniquity in our heart, God will not hear us. So he knows whether there's something in our heart that we need to come clean about, that we need to confess. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We have to wait before him patiently, quietly, and not just quietly as far as not talking, but quietly and quiet our spirit. Sometimes we may be frustrated or agitated about things. So to be able to ask God to help us so we would not be having all these different things that's going on the inside. And so serving the Lord. So even when we don't have some things come our way right then or during this particular day or evening or month or even year, we can wait humbly and serve God gladly. We serve one another as unto the Lord. So it matters how we treat one another in our daily living. Wait. But then also want. How do we pray to God? We want to. We want to please God. So when we pray to God, we also pray because we want to have a relationship with him and we desire to do his will. Watch. This is not just looking with our eyes, yet it's the expectation for God to do what he says, knowing that he keeps his promises. With our whole being, that's our entire self inside and out. At the very core of our being, we love God and we delight in him. If we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. In worship, with our real self humbly in pursuit. Thank you, Jesus. We worship God as his word says, in spirit and in truth. We worship him for who he is, what he has done, because he is worthy, and to him it is due. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen.